than ever before. We have simply awakened to the fact that we are what we eat. And the signs of that renewed interest in eating the right foods is all around us. There are health food stores springing up everywhere. Food processing companies are forced to be more truthful in their advertising and labeling. Books on nutrition are being sold in large numbers. But not only eating the right food, but also eating the right amount of food has become a number one topic of conversation. Nowadays, dieting replaces the weather as a thing that people talk about most. Now, this newfound interest in the relationship between proper nutrition and physical well-being is good. Our body is a precious gift of God, and we as good stewards should take proper care of that gift from God, our body. Our body, after all, is a temple of the Holy Spirit, as the Apostle Paul reminds us so often. But important as it is, good nutrition is not the only source of our physical wellness. One can eat right and still get sick. Today, medical science is discovering more and more the close relationship between our physical condition and our spiritual condition. In a way, that's remarkable because the Apostle Paul, 2,000 years ago, was aware of that reality also. In 1 Corinthians, there's a passage he wrote in which Paul reminds the church at Corinth that the true source of nourishment for our spiritual growth is Christ, the bread of life. The presence of the Christ Spirit in our heart, of which we should become more and more aware through our daily reflection and prayer, that is the bread of life, the nourishment that gives wholeness to our lives. I'm sure that we all know from personal experience that in those times in life when we seem to be spiritually down, when we become depressed, it's difficult to get things done. It seems you can't even make your body, your physical body, do what it is supposed to do. Your mind doesn't seem to function the way it should anymore. It's difficult to make decisions. Sometimes you simply want to close the door behind you, shut out everyone and everything. The popular entertainer Lola Falana tells the story of her own personal journey in search of spiritual wholeness in her life. She says that when she was a little girl, she was taken to church every Sunday, but then as she became older, she found less and less meaning in that experience of going to church. As she grew older, she became very successful with television commercials, shows in Las Vegas and elsewhere. But it seems, from what she wrote, that the more successful she became in life, the more depressed she became. She says she felt a dreadful emptiness deep down within her, despite all the successes she had commercially. She lacked what she wanted most, inner peace. She built a big house on the mountaintop, and in the house, there was a large walk-in closet. And in the walk-in closet, she built a little altar. She didn't use it very much, but it seemed important to her to have that altar there as a symbol of something. The symbol, of course, is appealing because we recall the words of Jesus. When you pray, go into your room and shut the door. Pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees you in secret will reward you. The room is really our heart where we go to meet the Father in secret. But she made it more literal, and one day when her depression was really intense, she said she really did go to the closet and shut the door behind her. And she knelt down at the little altar and she began to weep. She said she cried so much that her whole body began to shake. And then, as the tears poured out, she said, "Please, God, I want to come home. I want to come home. Let me come home to stay." That was her prayer. And she said that in the days that followed, she began to experience a true peace of heart that she had never, never known before. Now, many of us today are enriching our body every day with wheat germ and fiber and sesame seeds and soybeans and kelp and all the rest of it. But for our complete well-being, for the wholeness of life that we all need and want so very much, that is not good enough. If we are not at the same time enriching our soul, our spirit, with the bread of life. The bread of life, reflecting, praying on the presence in spirit of the Christ within us. That our total well-being depends on our making the right decision on how we nourish our spirit. If the spirit is nourished at the way deepest down level, then all of the other levels of life will be affected. The bread of life, the Spirit of Christ, dwelling within us. Today, Jesus asks, with what can we compare the kingdom of God? He says, it's like a little grain of mustard seed, the smallest of all seeds, yet it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs and puts out large branches. In a way, it's like the fountains of living water within our heart rising up to give refreshment. That God in Jesus Christ has sown that little seed of his kingdom deep within the soul of each one of us. The kingdom seed has been placed deep down in the soul of each one of us. Now the seed needs to be nourished, so it takes deep root, and it is the Christ Spirit who provides the nourishment for the seed's growth and development. If we refuse it, then our spiritual growth will be retarded. On the inside, we will remain empty and hollow. And no matter how well our job is doing, our lifestyle is doing, and everything else that we treasure, there will still be that deep emptiness below it all. Emptiness on the inside and outside will remain powerless to realize the potential we could have to advance the kingdom within and without by what we do. Knowing that word of the gospel now, In this quiet moment of prayer right now, let us all for a moment try to let go of all those anxious worries that weigh us down. And for a moment immerse ourselves deep into the Spirit of God who dwells now within our hearts. To let go of whatever it is that makes us uptight at this moment. To learn how to trust in this living Spirit in our heart. And if we can do it for a moment, have many more moments during the week at any time. And eventually build this small experience into a whole lifestyle. And then you begin to experience the wholeness. To be good parents and good spouses, good neighbors. This is what we need, the inner resources to give us the strength and courage and hope. These are the inner resources that we have all the time, except we must learn to be aware of the treasure that we carry about within us. Daily reflection, meditation, prayer, even momentary, scattered throughout the hours of the day. A psychiatrist said that in our early years, we will die if we do not receive love. But he said in our later years, where all of us are right now, we will wither and die if we do not give love. Today, we want to come home. We ask and we receive the nourishment that we need for this journey deep down in our heart. Where the kingdom is.
Let us stand now and together profess our common faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, one in being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he was born of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered, died, and was buried. On the third day, he rose again. In fulfillment of the scriptures, he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We recognize one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray. Longing for the coming of the reign of God into our hearts and our lives, we offer our prayer to God with confidence. For church workers throughout the world, that the Lord may bless their efforts to proclaim the reign of God, we pray to the Lord. For all married couples, that the Lord may help and guide them in their efforts to love one another for the sake of the kingdom, we pray to the Lord. For all those who work the crops of summer, and especially for the poor, we pray to the Lord. For one another, that we who share a common faith in the Lord may learn to love and serve one another in peace